Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, February 18th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, and remember, no donation is too small, but free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. So whatever is possible, folks, please do help. And if you've been putting off that donation for a good time, you know, this is certainly a good time, you know, at the end of the winter here, and that inflation is really kicking in. Everyone's hurting out there. But all the more reason to need free speech, to need RBN, if we have any hope of resurrecting the Republic. Of course, you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Calling in to donate, dial 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail in that donation as well, folks. Check, money order, cash, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we do greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. I have with me today my regular co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Happy Friday. Hello, RBN listeners, fellow domestic terrorists. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. I didn't actually acknowledge it on the broadcast, on the shows, the last couple Fridays. But yes, they were a pre-recorded the round tables we had the past couple Fridays there. It was good to, some people aren't always available. And I thought it was a nice format. Reminded me of the round tables we used to do back at Revision Media, Stephen. And we'll have to do those every so often. But I don't know, for my particular schedule and my work schedule and everything else, and the editing, of course, preparing the pre-record after. I don't know, it just, in my case, turns out easier to just knock out a live show on Fridays most of the time. So, and I'm sure listeners could appreciate that. You know, I mean, it's hit or miss with callers. Sometimes there aren't many callers Friday. Sometimes there are a lot of callers on a Friday. But, I mean, there's always no shortage of – well, there's never a shortage of propaganda out there for us.
That's very true. And those roundtables were fun to do. And, I mean, I remember the Revision Media days. We used to call it the Truthers Support Group that would meet every Thursday night. And that was – it was a good to have that kind of atmosphere and free speech available. It's not quite as free as it was then, I guess, even there. But it's a good to have that little pressure valve and to, you know, swap notes with people similarly minded, too. I enjoyed doing them, but I also like to get the interaction of people that are listening, see what's on their mind, too. The best resource usually is the crowdsourcing the truth out there, people who are sifting through the news and reading all these documents and stuff and finding, watching the House for bills that they're trying to pass, things like that. We need that kind of thing. Did I lose you, Richard?
Oh, whoa, yeah.
I had an
Xer moment. You know, I didn't unmute there. I guess we're all getting older.
Wow. Right?
Pretty soon there'll be Xer moments.
Yeah, I definitely get lost myself occasionally. Boomer mute or whatever glitches. Yeah, I do.
Some of the stories out there as I was perusing this morning. Let's see, one. To start, this was originally out of the Epoch Times, but over in the UK, now they actually have decided teachers are being told now not to promote Black Lives Matter. UK is evidently cracking down on political bias in schools, Stephen. I wouldn't expect that to happen. How about you?
I have not heard that. When where did you say that was on the Zero Hedge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one I can
share it. Go ahead. Send it over to you there. But
wait, is
yeah. It's I wouldn't expect any back off.
Why do I have a?
Got a weird tech problem there.
Oh, I don't understand.
You all right, Stephen? You hearing me okay?
Oh yeah, I don't know why that something just started playing over. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. All right.
I went to look at that.
Watch.
Yeah, I got an ad or something. Yeah, sorry. I brought up the article and something's playing in my ear. But yeah, please. Yeah, that they're not promoting Black Lives Matter in the UK. You said that they've gone against that. Does this mean they're going to pull back on critical race theory too, or is this just a yeah?
But any country, I'm surprised to pull back whatsoever at this point. I would not expect it here. And it's probably just temporary over there. But, you know, word's getting out about how much it's used Marxist literature and ideologies, principles as its foundation. And they're open Marxists. Mm-hmm. And that alone, yeah, I mean, it's obviously not even just racial. It's very much political. And, you're not in school indoctrinating people against. I mean, this whole idea of I know we've had political bias even on airplanes in recent times. You know, we had some guy who was thrown off a plane because it said "Let's go Biden" on his mask, and that's a political reason. You know, what the plane is going to throw him off because he's not in favor of the current administration or that he looks like he's right leaning. I mean, that's where we are today. You know. And of course, there's the economy. There's the runaway inflation, and it's hard not to bring that up. You know, Peter Schiff is out there saying the Fed is running out of minutes. And really, if they were going to do something, they would have started long ago. Is what many of these people are saying. You know, they're not going to actually raise rates enough to be effective. And they know that the debt culture we've become accustomed to now at every level, from the banks down to, you know, everyday people, can't afford the level of interest, the amount of a rate increase that would be required to have any impact whatsoever on the inflation. You can't undo all of this money printing, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I fear that in the long term, it'll be a problem reaction solution plan by the private central bankers. Well, here are these new private central bank digital currencies, and you know you're not going to have any problems in the future. We'll even do a jubilee if you enslave yourself to this permanent digital indentured servitude, and it'll become more international.
Debts.
I'm sure it'll become more international too as time goes on, and they'll say, well, that's just to help with international trade and equity, right? You know, you got to stop that white supremacy of the formerly white Western nations, at least, by making trade easier with just one international globalist digital private central bank currency. Why not? You know, that'll just, you know, that way we'll have the Star Trek future you've all been promised. But yeah, you know, it's a slippery slope, Stephen. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I agree. I read documents that were leaked almost 2 years ago out of the Canadian Parliament outlining just that kind of procedure you'd describe, where they would forgive everybody's debt, but they had to give up ownership of their property and sign on to this digital currency. It was all part of the COVID hearings. I forgot. I don't remember who it was that leaked that, but it was, you know, it sure appeared to be part something they were talking about, and it's a crime that they've been committing. The Canadians, Trudeau is getting paid every time somebody gets one of these shots. They are in, you know, the financial crimes these people have committed to start with should be something we could use to hold them accountable, but they just act with impunity, you know, just more money for them and less health for us, less freedom for us. It just seems that things have come to a head with that people are starting to we know we've taken enough, you know? We know we've taken way too much. So what do we do now? And people are starting to have those thoughts, I believe, more and more, even people who don't know exactly what's happening. They just see the way that society has been disrupted and who's gained power, who's lost power, and what they have to put up with now and how much they have to pay now. And, you know, it's enough to make the most, you know, normie person question what's going on. I've seen that happen as I've been out and about. People are definitely had
enough. It's reached a new height as far as the tyranny in Canada, not just, well, for one, of course, this emergency declaration and threatening tow truck drivers, well, being authorized to arrest tow truck drivers in addition to fine them if they don't comply with removing these trucks. We also have had accounts frozen of anyone who's donated to this, you know, this trucker fund. Now, wow. I don't know if this was when it was on the GoFundMe. I think it was when it's after it switched to this other one as well. They're tracking. It might be multiple, you know, two or more even of the sites people were donating through, where they're all the names. They're sending that data to those respective banks and saying, "Hey, these clients of yours, you need to freeze their accounts." They can't do anything. I mean, that's just everyday people if they decide to donate. And that this has just really gotten out of control in that regard, Stephen. I mean, I couldn't believe that when I heard it.
That's the scariest thing that I've read the past few days, was that financial network, that spider web, that they were coming out after people, identifying us. And, you know, we've already been ID'd and tagged, but to this point where, okay, now we can go after you for funding terrorism if they want. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Canada ordered firms to freeze assets of anyone who, quote-unquote, indirectly engages in Freedom Convoy protests. Just by donating, you're indirectly contributing. And so, there's a whole article on it, but I mean, there's just so much to touch on. I don't really want to go into that too much. We have this, getting over to the FDA. FDA has admitted now the COVID PCR tests were created to test positive with genetic material from a common cold virus. All right. We had Chris Black make me aware of this via a tweet of one Jackie Taylor. Okay, on Twitter, and the tweet included, I don't know if the tweet included it, but Chris Black included an FDA document. It's an 80-page document, so people can download that. I downloaded it myself. The tweet is as follows: FDA document admits COVID PCR test was developed without isolated samples for test calibration, effectively admitting it's testing something else. And, you know, I don't want to go off too much on a tangent of isolation, non-isolation. I don't know if any variant in the past that's ever existed of the common cold has ever been isolated. I'd like someone to confirm that for me if they could through a call or email. And I know I've been behind on keeping up with my email, folks. So, I must point that out. I'm a little behind on that. I need to catch up. But in general, I think that is important to know. We know that just theoretical, and Stephen, we were mentioning this again. We mentioned this again earlier, but we've covered it many times on my show even, that they have computer programs which are just theoretical models, and they give these theoretical sequences, which very often, most of the time, apply to a lot of other things as well. A lot of examples of the common cold, and sometimes outside of even a coronavirus category, for that matter, but they'll have all these theoretical computer-generated sequence bits. And I don't know, everything we've heard so far about the PCR tests, that's all it is, that there's no isolated anything, not even common cold, that it's basing things on to test for. And, you know, I have to wonder if it's even testing for some various sequences. I mean, I think that everything needs to be more transparent. And we've seen these people lying so much with so many incentives and payoffs. Nothing can be taken at face value in that category. But there was that gentleman, that other story, Stephen, which kind of dovetails, that Swedish professor, you know, and that was pretty impressive. Let me read that for a second here. Former Harvard professor Martin Kulldorff All right. He's from Sweden. Science and public health are broken, he's saying. And that is a very, for him, with his credentials, okay, this man has been cited more than 27,000 times. Okay. He has a 45-page long resume, including a list of 201 peer-reviewed published journal papers, in addition to, again, having been cited more than 27,000 times. So for someone with that track record of credentials to say science and public health are broken, just let that sink in for a minute, listeners, because it, I mean, yeah, that is really chilling, I'd say. But it's something we have been looking into for so long. The Great Barrington Declaration, once that came out, October 2020, with a couple of others, he put it out. But I mean, a lot of people contributed and signed off on that. I mean, we had a lot of big names signing off on that. Fauci was aware of it. We have emails showing how they had a planned response. Let's see. Fauci was saying, oh, well, I have this. There's this article in Wired magazine, which seems to go against, just locking down the most susceptible and allowing natural immunity for others. We have this in Wired magazine that has a theory against that. I'm going to put that out there and republish it. And then the other guy's like, oh, you know, we got to do something here. And so it's very telling as to how these people deal with the damage control. But, this is pretty clear. I mean, and the Barrington Declaration, for that matter, it's clear that's in history, well, really been the case all along. It's nothing new, basically, you know. It's a call for more nuanced approaches rather than the one-size-fits-all restrictions that have been imposed on much of Western society. But there's a lot of, as Trump would call it, if I may get away with that reference, fake news regarding all of this. And people are saying, oh, no, that's crazy. You know, they're saying that it's crazy to, you know, a one-size-fits-all approach is has to be the way. And it's crazy to think that you should, you know, target the most susceptible or focus on the most susceptible with any sort of preventative measures or precautions. And again, you know, it's the society, the snowflake pedestal society, yeah. You know, yeah. That's the way I see it. I mean, any underdog, anyone who's retarded, mentally challenged, for example, LGBTs are seen as underdogs. Anyone who's morbidly obese, for example, mm-hmm. is put on a pedestal with these reality TV shows, you know, at the gay community or these obese people. And they don't have any mental health problems. They don't have anything they need to work on in their lives. Actually, they just are glorified. And for them to come out, just imagine if they were to come out and say, yeah, well, okay, I'm sorry, but it seems that, well, morbidly obese people are more susceptible. So you really fat people have to stay home and lock down, but slim people can be out there. Oh, and by the way, we've learned that because of sun exposure in their skin, that black people are more susceptible. So black people, you have to lock down. I'm sorry, but white people, you can be out there. It's no problem. Could you imagine, Stephen?
Oh, man. That's insane. Yeah. I'll add to that when we come back.
Yeah, please do. Okay. Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. You're on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Weitener. And yeah, my snowflake pedestal culture reference, Stephen, and just how they couldn't possibly say, yeah, elderly have to stay locked down, morbidly obese have to stay locked down, and, you know, maybe even black people. It would just so never fly to have a suggestion just for those who are more susceptible. It's just not politically correct.
No. Well, and on one level, that shows the inversion of reality, that they don't care about your health. They just care about dysgenics and making you sicker and profiting from you and gaining power over you and, you know, more control. You know, that it's just a cycle that never ends with the dialectic that's kept playing. That's an excellent observation about the people who could not be touched or told. You know, the ones that are the sickest are revered. You know, it's an inversion of reality. It's hard to look at when you see it that way. I wanted to go back to that Chris Black article you referenced, the Investment Watch blog article about the PCR test created to test. It says FDA admits the COVID PCR test were created to test positive with genetic material from the common cold virus. That Twitter thread that's in it. It's like a thread that goes through that document. I hadn't been through the whole document yet, but you know, it's like they're admitting now what we've been saying all along, that this thing is basically a crime. It's overblown. Whether they created that test, which is not a test even for viruses, but for viral particles, viral markers, whether they created the marker from a sample that they took from the lungs in Wuhan, or whether they created it in silico, which that's like creating it in a computer. I guess there's a third realm of life now. Instead of in vitro and in vivo, now we have in silico, and these people believe that that's alive. I guess, I don't know, that that's what it sounds like. And either way, it's still criminal that that wasn't to be used as a diagnostic test, and they shut down the world with it. You know, this great theft of financial resources, this transfer of wealth has taken place mostly due to that and the lockdowns, and then not to mention all of this money printing, this money creation. It's just ridiculous. It's a crime, and you don't have to be depicted the sequence apart to see the crime that's being committed. You know, we don't have to argue these details to that point, because that's what the bigger picture is, along with the infrastructure that they're putting in place around it, the digital ID and the tag you to track
and
you. And like you said, steal your money. The banks were trying to identify everybody. That's what we need to pay attention to. That's what's being done right in front of our face. These other things, I think, are largely to distract us from that.
Yeah, and the largest long-term damage to our society is, well, I mean, it's double. I don't know. It's a toss-up, I guess I'm trying to suggest, because we talk about the economy and how much the money printing for COVID relief, and as well as all of the issues, mandates have created, supply chain issues from these restrictions, and of course, on top of that, all the other spending of the government recently, all this funny money adding to the inflation. Yeah, that's serious. But the next generation are already starting out. I don't know. I guess they can hang out in Facebook's metaverse and they'll be happy. But as far as their real life, you know, not the Matrix fantasy life they're plugged into, but as far as their real life is concerned, when you just look at the economic situation, even just their development skills or their sense of freedom or privacy, it's being totally destroyed as they get conditioned, in this era right now. The CDC, they know how much these masks have done harm to the development of children. And the CDC has just quietly lowered the standards for speech in early childhood development. Now children should know about 50 words at 30 months rather than at 24 months, which was in the past. So, I mean, recognizing faces, and there's so many development issues with children, including how fast they learn how to speak, that, yes, these masks are in a good portion of it. And, of course, the lockdowns, not interacting with other children as much, plays in as well, I'm sure. And then to give another quote from that Swedish, a former Harvard professor, Martin Kulldorff, okay? Kulldorff said the Great Barrington Declaration proposed nothing new, as I pointed out before the break. He says it's just the basic fundamental principles of public health that existed in the pandemic preparedness plan that was prepared many years before. He said it's sort of astonishing that it wasn't followed from the very beginning of the pandemic. Conventional public health science has deemed it unnecessary and potentially harmful to close schools and small businesses, to impose masking on the general public, and to quarantine healthy people. Well, here, we have a caller on the line. We'll get to after the break. Folks, 512-248-8252. We'd like to hear from you on this Friday. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, the bottom of the hour. And this is, of course, Beyond the Official Narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. Just to touch on a couple more bits from this article of this Kulldorff regarding the Great Barrington Declaration. You know, he pointed out that this was for the general public. You know, this was not, as far as who would be influenced by it. He said the document wasn't for the politicians or scientists or even the doctors, although thousands of each had signed it. He said the most important audience was the public, because it's the public that ultimately will end these misguided public health policies. It's the public, regular people, who are suffering the consequences. That's a quote of his. And he said the authors wanted to advise the average person that their intuition was correct, that the restrictions weren't based on public health science. Quote, so when you oppose them, you're standing on firm scientific ground, unquote. Another quote here. The key thing was to break the pretense that there was scientific consensus for these lockdowns, which there wasn't. And the appearance of a scientific consensus was formed through high-profile public health officials, such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Francis Collins, and Dr. Deborah Birx, as well as corporate media, along with the stifling of opposing viewpoints. And again, it gets into this this email between Collins and Fauci, and then Fauci talking about the Wired magazine piece debunking the theory that he was going to paste and continue to to try to use. But yeah, we have to, I mean, well, that should get out to more people, the Great Barrington Declaration, everyday people. Because again, it's not going to be politicians, it's not going to be scientists or doctors who end this. They don't want to lose their medical license, be discredited from their field. Unfortunately, that's the sad reality. Before we go to the callers, Stephen, Dad, did you want to have more on this?
Well, you know, I just like to say that makes me realize no one is coming. You know, y'all, this is up to us. It won't end until we end it. And just like you said, all these other people have everything invested, and it's only the people that speak out against it, just everyday people, that are going to make any change at this point. People who have enough, like truckers up in Canada and stuff, or your neighbors and you, and people standing up for each other, speaking the truth wherever you're out in public, even if people do look at you funny, you know, because a lot of people are thinking the same thing and we don't realize it. But yeah, that's just kind of what him referring to the public made me think of, and that was excellent. Thanks for reading that.
Mm-hmm. And one more quote from Kulldorff. You always have to be allowed to question science, he says. We should never silence that debate, pretend that there's some person who is the science, who has all the truths. And no, there's no person like that who has all the truths. Of course, Fauci would like to believe that. Fauci told CBS, they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
And it just points to the fact that the crime was really put in. I mean, there's a lot of crimes they've committed, this group, but the COVID crime really began back there in 2020, and they were in collusion from the beginning, and they profited from it, and they destroyed society over it, and they need to be held accountable, and it's up to us to hold them accountable. The courts, you know, it's getting down to the wire with the courts. Courts are corrupt, or they're not, and if the courts are corrupt, then, you know, there's only a very limited redress.
And we know how much not just these corporations, but big tech have been completely aligned with the agenda, even more up to date, you know, on the trends dictated from up high than even the politicians. These tech giants, social media giants like Twitter and Facebook, jumped on the censorship bandwagon, started labeling certain posts as misleading while permanently banning journalists such as Alex Berenson. Now, Berenson's final tweet before being purged was about the COVID-19 shots, you know, so-called vaccinations, which vaccines which aren't. But here he posted this. It doesn't stop infection or transmission. And that was on August 28th, 2021. Think of it, at best, as a therapeutic with a limited window of efficacy and terrible side effect profile that must be dosed in advance of illness, and we want to mandate it? Insanity. Evidently, this Berenson, a former New York Times journalist, had since sued Twitter over that. You know? But he probably had the money and connections to be able, unfortunately, not each one of us are capable of taking up a lawsuit of such magnitude. Let's go to those phones, though, Stephen. Let's see. Right. First, we have Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard and Stephen. I love your show, and I hate to interrupt because I don't like you to stop. You're so you guys are so well prepared at all times. I try never to miss the show. And I thank God for you, Richard, and Stephen, and Julie, and all your other co-hosts, William Ratillum, and just there's so many. The reason I called actually was to find out I never hear Rosemary anymore. Is she not around, or?
I know she's trying to bring back her own broadcast at the moment, and she said she was going to notify me so that people can be aware of where to find it. I can get in touch with her just to touch base, and hopefully she'll...
Well, I really like it when she joins your roundtables are tremendous, and you and Stephen are great, and then even when you're by yourself. So many times hosts are, I call certain hosts babysitters. They haven't done any show prep or anything. It's just blah. Oh, good grief. You guys are so informed, and telling the truth is so much, and I thank God for you, Richard, and Stephen, and all of your co-hosts, and Julie. And just one quick thing. One of my granddaughters, when she was about years ago, when she was about 17, she said to me something about Darwin's origin of the species, and she said she was just talking about it, and I said, "Oh, have they found the missing link?" And she looked at me horrifiedly, and she said, "You mean you don't believe in the evolution?" And I said, "Well, even Darwin said that if they didn't find the missing link, it was all hypothetical." And she was so horrified. You know, the science is settled. You know, with anyway, I really do appreciate your fine preparation, and I really enjoy the show. So thank you so much, and you're all in my prayers.
Thanks very much. Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Very kind words, all, Kathleen. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words, Kathleen. I appreciate that. And you know, I was going to say to the listeners when we came back in that they're going after these people that donated to those truckers, but you can still send an anonymous money order to support RBN and keep these things going. We really do appreciate the listeners and your support too. I had thought to mention that when we came back too. So thanks a lot, Kathleen. That means a lot. The kudos are great. Thank you.
Yes, it's always good to hear that sort of feedback. And okay, yeah, the more positive feedback regarding what we try to at least make a difference with, contribute to here, Stephen. It's good to hear that all of these people I bring on, gentlemen and ladies, are well appreciated. I'll have to pass it on to Rosemarie, and yes, that there are people here who very much appreciated her. I should, yeah, I guess, have her back every so often, since listeners are saying they appreciate her presence as well. But yeah, she's going to be starting I'm not sure exactly when, but her own broadcast again, and I will let listeners know where they can find that if they want to check it out, either live or archive. Patrick in Texas is next on the queue, in the queue. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, I agree with her. Y'all guys got a good show. I wanted to mention, I guess, they're dealing with this crackdown there in Canada. Well, this is an attorney up there, and he says, like, well, one thing is that, you know, when they say we're going to take your child or do this, that, and the other thing, they're saying, they're not telling you that only in a worst-case scenario where everybody's life is in danger, then we'll do this. You know, they don't tell you that. They want to scare you. And he's analyzing this this emergency order. He says, well, it doesn't meet the criteria. But one part of it, he said, this is a common way they do business. Is they change the definition of words. They say, okay, it's all for your safety. Okay. You know, well, what defines safety? Whose safety? You know, they don't define that. You know, and that's how they pull their dirtiest tricks. It's known in the back to the, you know, with the half Khazarian Emperor Justinian, he came up with a Justinian code where they used dog Latin using all capital letters. Nobody understood what was going on. That's still being used today, all in the legal community. People don't understand it, and it is used against them. But another one thing is, I wonder if Deborah Tavares, Stop the Crime Net, says, you know, what we have is foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves government. And now they do that because it's very easy to handle if everybody's, you know, part of the corporation. And but there's a problem with that. It's Anna points out today, U.S. Code itself says if you incorporate, you lay down your sovereignty, and so now you're liable as a civilian. And you know, all governments, and like Deborah says, all you know, what we have is foreign for public corporations, calls of government. All governments have done this. They're the same people run the world, and that's what they've done. But there's a problem with that. They lose a lot of. It's a double-edged sword. Yes, they gain some. You know, they use a lot of corporate stuff on us, but they also lose it too. Is now they can be liquidated once we understand, and how to play this warfare game. With that, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Stephen, do you have some feedback to Patrick's call?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Patrick. It's they make us contract with these corporations, and it's like living a fiction. I don't know as much about that as a lot of people on this network, but I've been listening to some of the shows that talk about the sovereignty. One of the things it reminded me of when you spoke about sovereignty was when Richard had a platform called Revision Media. At the beginning of it, he said, at Revision Media, we provide an independent talk radio broadcasted platform and online publication for people maintaining sovereignty through exchange of information, ideas, and perspectives. And that's just the same thing that happens here, too. It's like, that's what has to continue. We need to keep that up. And I don't know how to fight that with the legal system. I'm not an adept enough at that to go against it. I had to get a picture made for the Beast again for my driver's license. And, they said, in the questions, it says, are you a U.S.? Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to play that fiction for a little while longer. I don't know how to go about changing that for myself, but I think that instinctively enough people have come to the realization that there's got to be a better way to live than that. That is just what's causing more of our problems than solving them or helping us deal with the problems of life on this planet. That they're we've reached a point where the founding fathers or the American colonists reached where they had to throw off, at least attempt to throw off the empire's bank. And it was really that breaking point. We've about hit that, I think. I think people have had enough of this.
Yeah,
are to that point.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, I mean, aside from being a citizen of your respective state, ending the Fed needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Without that, there's only so much that can be accomplished for anyone's quality of life, or just the same payoff corrupt system continuing on down the line. I mean, that money that they're paid off with, where do you think that starts from? You got to follow the money if you want to mm-hmm. stop the corruption. And yeah, it starts by ending the Fed. I mean, it's like some people think that Ron Paul's campaign was ridiculous because that was just too much to ask. You couldn't possibly. And throughout history, yeah, look how many people die who challenge it worldwide, Stephen. But
yeah,
at some point, though, we have to be able to take back our lives. Basically, this is indentured servitude on a global scale, and it's just something people accept. Most people just have, it's so over their head is the problem, and I don't know, it's many of course in power see themselves as entitled, and that there's they have and have not philosophy.
Yeah.
I mean, they feel like they're chosen and that they're just a higher breed, if you will.
Yeah, alpha ones. That's a problem. And it's not just indentured servitude. It's been indentured servitude for a while now. It's transforming into literal chattel slavery with the technology of the shots and the grid that they're putting in place. That'll put us right back to being literal physical slaves and owned by these people. If they change our DNA, they're going to claim ownership again. Even though that's just people, that's what's at stake. It's your very soul. Okay.
If you could educate the masses more and more on private central banks as time moves forward, I mean, if that could be, the main topic that's trending for people to look into instead of all these issues that don't have as much potential for fundamentally correcting the woes of culture and society. Mm-hmm. If we could do that, I don't know. We just have to spend more time talking about it in a way that people find interesting. A lot of times people tune out, snooze when economic discussion comes on, or they don't follow it whatsoever. But we need a hybrid of topics, but keep that in there and remind everyone, encourage everyone to educate the masses more on this, have them look into it more, spread the word. And yeah, Ron Paul, he was right. That is the most important thing at this juncture.
Ron Paul was right. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's the clearest "I told you so" that I've ever witnessed. And it was kind of scary when he had that stroke on there, but I think he's doing better now.
Wow. Time can fly when you're discussing corruption. We'll be right back for the final segment. Stick around, folks.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, his looks could kill. Visions fly for the war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. Wintery moth familiar, places. Visions fly for the
And we are back, folks. Final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. You're on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Weitener. And Stephen, I guess 3 minutes we can allow to Ukraine discussion. If the listeners might want to hear some of your thoughts on it, we don't want to give too much. But is it just an attempt at another Cold War? Is it distraction, a combination, but certainly not a real hot war? What do you think?
Well, I think that you've been correct all week when you pointed out that the real Third World War was the war that's being waged against the governments that we've trusted and put in place against the people. That's been going on since 54, from the William Cooper's book and the Quiet Weapons and Silent. Yeah, that whole thing is being played out right now, like in the end game, and that's part of it. You know, that's a scary thought. But for Ukraine, they split Ukraine, and it's this State Department criminals who went in there. The history of it, you know, for the last 10 years, if you don't know what had happened, Victoria Nuland and these criminals in the State Department, they met in late 2012. I think Bill Clinton was at this meeting. There was one Russian guy, and they planned to kick the president. Well, they didn't start by kicking the president out. They wanted country to join the European Union economically, and this president wanted to be in the Russian and the European spheres, and Russia had no problem with that. But imagine this, Europe and NATO did. That would have been, they just couldn't have that. So they staged this Maidan and put in their own criminal government, and they've been looting the country pretty much ever since. And that eastern provinces closer to Russia, who are a lot more Russian historically, speak Russian. And once this happened, they used the Russian language as a trigger. They would go against people who spoke Russian and discriminate against them. And they had Tartar, English, I forget how many languages, but they didn't have Russian. And a lot of the people spoke Russian, and they just kept pushing this divide. And these two provinces in the east, Donetsk and Luhansk, they separated, and they tried to attack them. They went after them with military force. They called it an anti-terrorist operation. And a lot of these brigades were financed by NGOs and Soros money, too, and Western companies, the Azov Battalion and Right Sector. And you know, that's just the irony of that. So, but that's what's going on in trying to split NATO by extracting some of the countries from NATO's commitments, because a lot of countries were saying, no, we're not sending troops down there. Are you crazy? We don't want to turn Europe into a battlefield again. No. And that's what's happening more than anything else, I believe. And it comes a lot closer to showing the Eurasian shift from NATO and the U.S. than it does a new third world war. I don't fear a hot third world war the way I did back in the 80s when I was looking at the sky thinking that the missiles were going to fly anytime with the day after and stuff. That's certainly possible, I suppose, but that would be suicide. And the people at the top, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off that long, Richard.
No, that was
but
great.
Yeah.
No, that was brilliant. That was a brilliant 3-minute analysis, Stephen. I love your geopolitical insights.
Well, thanks for having me, Richard. Happy Friday, RBN. Y'all be good to each other.
And please help out the station. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. It's always an excellent broadcast. But yes, folks, please support RBN. All of this running, up and running. Continue to make all this possible. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regardless.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.